broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows frankly wish they could and they cannot. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. And I don't know what word I was going for there.
You would have been a word that got an L in it.
The word I was going for didn't have an L in it. I was going for philhendryshow.com. Then I was going to say, what was I going to say? Oh, well, in any event, we have Phil TV in HD, and as well as our podcasts, which is a podcast of every show. The next day, you can hear it. You can sign up for that and pick it up through iTunes. And then we also have our archives, which go back many years, man, well into the past century. So check it all out there at philhendryshow.com. Coming up this hour, Ted Bell is going to be joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
You got Mr. Bell. Ted?
Hey, everybody. Sorry, Bill. I'm just helping with so many orders. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight and every night. Great place to stop up and relax after work.
Here at Ted's.
Caesar salad. It'll
you wanna put on the
kick your eyes out. I'll tell you that. Oh, we got a busy night tonight.
So you're helping with the serving, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I started in this business, Phil, you know, in the 70s, and I was doing everything, and I still do it all. And we've got a very good night tonight. And I want to just say the Caesar salad is a beautiful thing tonight. And we have that dressing that you like.
You guys do a thing with the Caesar dressing that I love. You, and it'll probably gross people out, you know.
You like with the anchovies.
Yeah, but what you do with the anchovies is you throw them into a blender.
We do, yeah.
And you just blend all of that up in there, and it all comes out in the sea. Oh, God, it's fantastic, man. It's a great, great Caesar dressing. You got a busy night tonight. I know we're going to talk tonight about less active at work. Americans have packed on the pounds.
Well, I saw that article in the, you pointed it out to me there. I guess it was in one of the newspapers, the Salt Lake City paper. Was that it?
Yeah.
And I read this. Now, there is a review of the labor force since 1960. There's a sizable portion of national weight gain. There's a lot of people that are putting on weight, all right, by declining physical activity. There are jobs that are requiring moderate physical activity and so forth. But then I got to thinking, and I got on the phone with Bill Helliford and some of the other individuals that I'm in I'm in a kind of an informal chamber of commerce here in Beverly Hills, and it's among restaurateurs. And I said to them, if you saw this article that Henry gave me about the fact that there are people who are putting weight on, and we're in the middle of a recession. And that kind of perked up Helliford, and it perked up a couple of the people I was talking to. And I began to think about that. Now, did you get the messages that I left you?
I did not, no. When did you call?
Well, I called late in the afternoon. Maybe you didn't get them, but I called up because I found myself getting a little emotional. And the reason why I was getting emotional is because I recognized immediately that if people are putting on weight, it means people are eating more. And if people are eating more, you should see the resulting business with our restaurants and so forth. I have not seen that. I have not seen that. We're in the middle of a recession. I've seen my business off anywhere from, in some instances per month, sometimes 15%, sometimes 20%, and yet people are putting on more weight. Well, it says something. What it says is that the American people, even though we are a country trying to pull together during a very difficult time, we just saw our soldiers put their lives on the line, to get this man, Osama bin Laden. We are seeing people in the Middle West and in the Deep South affected by these tornadoes. Terrible, terrible tornadoes. And yet, what are the rest of us doing? Well, the gentleman you had on last hour was talking about people being dead from the neck up. I don't know if that's true or not, but I will tell you this much. My business is off, as is the business of a lot of restaurateurs, and yet people are getting bigger and fatter and putting on weight. That means they're eating. And that means what they've decided is that I'm dead to them.
Well, is that really? What about people that are just eating at home because it is less expensive?
See, there is something that is a misnomer. Most of the, forgive me for saying this, but most of the garbage that people eat that puts the weight on is extremely expensive. It's not nutritional value. It's not that good. They're going to eat at home, but they're not eating quality food. When you come to my place, you eat quality. You either eat quality or you don't eat at all. I would rather have you not eat in my restaurant. I'd rather you leave my restaurant and go to another restaurant, or I'd rather just kick you out myself and not have you come anywhere near my restaurant ever again unless you can eat quality food in my restaurant. I'll throw you out. I'll throw you out.
What do you mean you'll throw me out? What does that mean?
If I cannot be assured of the fact that we are serving quality food, I'll tell you to get out. Get the hell out of my restaurant.
Why would you kick me out for something that you're not doing well?
It's not so much kicking you out. I'm just telling you, get the hell out of here because I won't serve you.
Well, that's pretty rude, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you want to look at it that way, but look at it this way. I'm saving you years of heartache by telling you I can't do it. I can't get it done. Ted Bell can't get it done. Get out.
Well, to me, I would take that personally.
Well, you shouldn't take it personally. What I'm basically saying is I am ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of my restaurant. I can't bear to have anyone staring at it in the condition that it's in, that it cannot serve people a decent meal. I would much rather have you, all of you out there, get out. And that's just the way I do business. But that, fortunately, isn't what's going on.
All right, well, let's talk about reality here. I mean, that's a pretty drastic thing. I don't think I've ever heard of any restaurateur or anybody saying, you know what, the quality of my product is so bad, get out. I guess I'd have to admire that, you know.
Well, you're laughing, but I'm very serious about this. And, of course, the thing that I'm most serious about, how is it the American people are putting all of this weight on and they're not putting the weight on in restaurants? They're putting the weight on where? Where are they putting the weight on?
Well, at home.
Well, they may be putting the weight on at home, and that's all well and good, but they're not eating food at home that is going to do them any good. They're eating crackers and chips and jelly and this kind of thing. Why are they not, in other words, spreading the dollars into the restaurants of America, into the food servers of America? Why are they not doing that? That is, you know, that film. Very big question for you.
Well, why should they?
What do you mean, why should they?
Why do people that are, the American people, are dealing with their own problems, okay?
Well, we're in a recession, Phil, and yet people are getting fatter. That tells me something. They got money. Okay? They've got money. Don't tell me.
Well, they've got money. They look, we all need to eat, right?
Need to eat? The American people are putting on weight. We're overweight. Overweight. Where is the number here? You gave me a number. I don't know by how much, but there is obesity. The root cause of the obesity epidemic is this doctor, Dr. Timothy S. Church, the exercise researcher at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. We have an epidemic of obesity. So the American people are eating more, which means we couldn't possibly be in that much of a recession. If we were in a recession, one of the things we wouldn't do is we wouldn't be taking food out of our children's mouths and sticking it into our own. We might be...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you getting that?
Well, it says here that adults are getting bigger. I don't see anything here where it says the kids are. I think what's happening is the adults, because of the nervousness of the recession and because of how nerve-wracking the whole thing is, the adults are nervous eating. It probably is going to affect the kids. They're not getting as much to eat. And they're not spreading the money around to the economy at large. For instance, the restaurants. Because if we are in a recession and yet people are getting fatter, something's going on. We have some money that we are spending, and we're spending it on things we don't really need. And so we're doing that, and we're putting it in our mouths. But we're not going out and spending it at a restaurant.
All right, well, your thinking is... maybe we're not in a recession.
Well, I think we are in a recession, but the extra money that people are saving, however they're saving it, what are they saving it for? To stick into their mouths. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. But I'm telling you, if you're saving extra money in the middle of a recession and you have just enough to shove it into your mouth so that you're putting on weight, why are you not eating at my restaurant? Or why are you not going out and eating and instead sitting at home and hiding while you eat a box of chocolate-covered graham crackers, or you eat a box of See's candies, or you sit and you hide while you eat Hershey bars and stuff the wrappings into, oh boy, to me, Phil. And
boy, you've got people doing some really weird stuff there, man. I mean, we're not exactly talking about binge eating. You know, we're talking about people who are overweight.
Overweight in the middle of a recession. American people are packing on the pounds in the middle of a economic recession.
You don't have any problem with them eating. What you have a problem with is where they're eating.
Absolutely, because I know that as long as people are staying at home and eating and they're putting that weight on, they're not eating healthy. They're eating crap. Excuse my language. The people would rather stay home and eat crap than come to my restaurant.
Why is that?
I think they perceive that it's going to be more expensive, and it isn't. I think it's going to cost the same amount of money in the long run, and you're going to get better food at my restaurant instead of the garbage that they eat. And that's why I said, I don't know whether they're sitting and hiding from their husbands or from their wives while they binge on some of these people. It sounds sad, but they will stick the whipped cream, what do you call that?
Miracle Whip?
Yeah, the Miracle Whip. They put that can in their mouth, and they just fill their mouth with Miracle Whip. Can you imagine that? That's what's going on in America right now. Instead of coming to my restaurant and eating a healthy meal, they spend the extra money on a tub of Miracle Whip and spoon it into their mouths, hiding from their kids and their spouses. I think it is a very, very tragic situation. And it's tragic because I'm missing out on the business. Yeah, you know, I'll admit it. I could use the business. And I think it's something very sad about a man coming home from work, grabbing a can of Miracle Whip, hiding in the basement, and filling his mouth with that. You ever seen the can, Phil?
It's like, yeah, of course I've seen it, and I know what you're saying. And I've actually done that myself, but I haven't hid doing it.
You're kidding. I mean, what do you...
Well, it's something you do with the kids. You know, they want to do it. And and you'll put the Miracle Whip on top of whatever you're eating, and then you put it in the kid's mouth.
What?
All right, hold on for just a minute, man. I don't want to have to explain this, okay? Somebody get on the line and explain it to him during the break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell is on the line with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, sponsoring this segment of the Phil Hendry Show. His restaurant's doing well. A lot of restaurants are doing well, some not so well. Very interesting fact in the middle of our recession here, Americans are putting on weight. We're packing on the pounds. Are we eating more? If we are eating more, are we eating healthy? And if we are eating healthy or eating more, why are we not eating at these restaurants? Why are we staying home? Ted's saying the food we're eating at home is obviously putting on weight, can't be that healthy. And by staying away from restaurants, staying away from businesses, maybe there isn't such a recession as there has been reported, if people are getting fatter in the middle of one. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell thinks that there probably isn't a recession or as much of a recession on as people are saying, and people ought to be eating at his restaurant. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills. In fact, I'm going to be standing out in front of the restaurant here, Phil, talking to people as they come by. Anybody who's listening to the Phil Hendry Show right now, come on in. We'll get you Ted on me.
What are they getting?
Get them a Ted. A Ted, which is Captain Morgan's and Coke. That's a Ted. That's a drink, by the way, that I came up with. In 1981, Phil, when my father was still alive, and people today will say, oh, rum and coke, I know what that is. No, no, you don't know what that is. You think you know what that is. I'm the guy that started it.
You were the first guy to mix Captain Morgan's and coke, but...
No, the first guy to do rum and coke. That's what I'm trying to tell you, and that's what I try to tell people, and it's always the same thing. Oh, no, you didn't, because a friend of mine, no, your friend didn't do anything.
All right, well, let's get back to, I appreciate that.
Hold on. You know, I want to make this very clear. I'm the guy that came up with that, so when you have a rum and coke, it's called a Ted.
All right.
Well, you're blowing it off. That's what really...
No, I'm not blowing it off, Ted. I want to get to... you and I have talked about this many times. You know that I believe you. I want to get back to this conversation we're having about the economy. And you made it very, very clear during the break, and I thought it was very, very well done.
Well, all right, let me say this. When you stay at home and you eat, you have extra income enough to eat whereby you're getting fat. Well, that's income that would better be spent than in the economy at large. So, because getting fat is wasted food. So if you want to, and I'm not saying waste, if you want to spend your money on food and help the economy, come to my restaurant or come to one of the great restaurants that we have. I can't take it when I see some of these overweight people going down the street. In fact, I'm out on the street here. All right. Now, Phil, I'm on Dayton here in Beverly Hills. And walking down the street right now is a... How you doing? I'm not going to say anything to him. He was looking at me, but he was a very heavy set guy. Here comes a guy now. Hey, you. What are you doing? Where'd you get all the fat? Yeah, you too. All right.
What are you doing?
I want to ask these people where they're getting so fat. Because what makes me angry is the selfishness of some... Boy, I hate to say it. What makes me angry is the selfishness of some of these pigs who will get fat in their homes on the spooning Miracle Whip. You know what Miracle Whip is, don't you?
Are you sure you don't mean Cool Whip?
No. I know people that eat whipped cream. No, I mean some of these people eat Miracle Whip.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. I can't stand that stuff.
Who can? Who eats Miracle Whip? No one. Except for these fat pig. Here comes a guy right now. How you doing? Where did you get all the weight? Huh? How'd you put on all that weight? How did you put on all that weight? We're in the middle of a recession. Yeah, you too. See, the guy, he flipped me off.
So, well, they're going to flip you off, Ted, and I don't know what you're hoping to prove here, other than if you say that someone that is overweight is selfish because they pack the weight on at their house and not at your restaurant. Should they come into your restaurant and get fat?
They're not going to get fat in my restaurant because we serve steak and we serve vegetables and we serve delicious mashed potatoes and baked potatoes. Potato is not a fattening vegetable. Potato is starch. It is not fattening. It depends on how you eat it. Sure, we fry potatoes, but you can make a wise food choice at our restaurant and you're not going to put on weight. And we even our salad bar. It's not an all-you-can-eat salad bar. Like, I'll give you another example here. Look at all these people. Did you talk to him? No, this kid here. Hold on, Phil. Did you talk to the kid here? He's back three times for the salad bar. Go talk to him. We got kids coming in. They think it's an all-you-can-eat. Now, here comes another guy. Hold on for a minute.
Ted.
Hold on. Hey, how you doing? Ted Bell. So, let me ask you a question. Why are you... How much do you weigh? You weigh 320. Did you put that fat on at home? Yeah, that's what I mean. When you come in and eat restaurant in my restaurant, you can turn into a pig. Well, you look like a pig. You look like a pig. He flipped me up. People are not...
When you tell a guy that he looks like a pig, what do you think he's going
to
say?
I want him to be honest with me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call now on the Phil Hendry Show. We have, hanging on, Lauren in Kansas. Hi, Lauren, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Lord, how am I going to eat? Because I can't afford to eat at his restaurant.
Say that again, Lauren. Your phone was like kind of bailing out on us.
Okay. Lord, how am I going to eat? What is the cost for a regular dinner?
Uh-huh. Did you understand that?
No, I can't understand you, Lauren. Your phone, this is what your phone did. It went like that.
All right, well, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another phone call here. Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey. I want to say that I think, first of all, it's completely ludicrous the assumption that when people are buying food and eating at home, that they're buying junk food. You know, I go out, I buy groceries to eat at home.
How are they getting help? How are they getting fat? They're getting fat. Don't you understand?
For $8, I could buy a pound of turkey and have four sandwiches. I'm not going out buying.
You understand? People are getting
crackers.
No, but you're not listening to me.
He said, and just shoveling.
You're not listening to me. You're getting fat.
All right. Basically, what Ted's saying is people are getting fat. And how are they getting fat?
They're getting fat on the garbage that they're eating at home.
All right, we'll be right back with more. Thanks very much for your call, Matt. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with our friend Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, sponsoring this segment of the show, talking about people gaining weight during a recession.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You gotta work that out, right?
Yeah.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. And if you gotta eat, eat healthy at Ted's.
Here at Ted's.
All right, Ted.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been on your program here for 45 minutes. The last two full get it through some. Do you hijack it or?
Of course we do.
Well, why is it every time I'm listening to your show, you got a phone call on there? Over there.
Because we've had some technical problems we're working on, okay?
Yeah, that's so I understand. What I am trying to say to you, Phil, and I forgive me. There's Verizon, there's AT&T, there are normal phone companies. Why do you guys have to hijack the signal?
We're not hijacking anybody's signal, man. Okay.
Well, you can laugh if you want, but the last three calls I've heard on your show have been like I'm listening to a police scanner.
All right, we're talking with Ted Bell here about the fact that people are putting on weight during a recession. If people are eating to the point of obesity, obviously they have the extra money to spend on food. Why not eat at the restaurants and help them out and not eat at home, shoveling down Cool Whip and things like that? Here is Amanda in Abilene, Texas. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Amanda, go ahead. Amanda? See, there's that feedback, too.
Yeah, I know.
Amanda? All right, well, what do I want to tell you? Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
I can't understand.
I'm on the... she cannot hear me. She can't hear me.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I got to hand it to you. I've been on some radio shows where they had bad phones. You guys got no phones.
Amanda cannot hear me. All right. What do you guys propose to do about that? Nothing? All right. What do you want me to do? Go to the second bank? All right. I'll try this. Yeah, she's hung up. I don't blame her. I don't blame her for hanging up. So, Ted, there we are. Right out of the gate, we lost our phone call. So,
well, you're doing really... I don't think I've heard anybody struggle on a talk show the way you have. Now, you got phone service there.
Yes, we have phone service. Let's just forget about it, and let's just keep talking about this, okay?
Yeah, sure, we'll talk about it. Whatever you want to do there, Phil. You know, what I'd like to do, though, at some point, is get on, like, another radio show, maybe, where they, you know, have...
But give us a call, and we'll get you on the air.
You know, the last two calls you had, you couldn't hear. Then you go, well, let's get this chick on the air. You get her on the air, and now you can't hear her. point do you say to yourself, Canada? I think you're probably stealing some local station signal out of Fargo, North Dakota or something. I think you're with a big-time company.
I am with a big-time company, okay?
All right, well, I understand they're great. But maybe what they ought to do is spend a little money on the phone equipment. I don't...
Let's get back to the idea here that Americans have packed on pounds.
Well, what do you want me to say? I've said it all. We've got a lot of people in this country, Phil, that are very, very selfish. We have a lot of people in this country besides, you know, just bad people that can't, you know, get phones to work.
All right, let's stick to the food, okay?
All right. We've got a lot of very selfish people who are overweight in this country. Who have decided that, yes, there's a recession, but guess what? What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to eat at home, and I am going to save as much money as I can and eat at home and eat garbage. Now, why are they saying eat garbage? They're nervous, or maybe they've got more money than we think they do. But whatever the situation is, they're taking that extra money that they've got for food, and they're not putting it into the restaurants of America. They're not putting it into other businesses that deal in the delivery of a food service. They're going to the store, and they're buying the kinds of foods that put on weight. So they can't tell me that they're eating healthy. If they were eating healthy, they wouldn't be gaining weight.
So what they're doing is they're going to the store and they're eating on the Miracle Whip, and you're saying, come to my restaurant.
I'm saying, come to Tents of Beverly Hills, but I'm doing something even more. I'm saying, why don't you people come to Tents of Beverly Hills and quit being selfish? Because I just walked outside the restaurant. I'll do it again if you want.
And well, how many fat people have you got walking by your restaurant right now?
When you say fat, I'm just talking about people that look like they've got excess body weight. Here's a guy here. No, a guy and a lady. Well, I don't want to bother them, but they look like a married couple. But both of them were enormous. Both of them were enormous.
And where?
Right out in front of my restaurant.
Ted, when you say enormous, are you saying obese?
I'm saying to me, and I play tennis 3 times a week, all right, and Marcy, my wife, she's a yoga instructor. So what do you think we look like? Pretty good. So to me, any guy that's carrying maybe and that's got another 10, 20 pounds is going to look like the biggest, fattest slob. Hold on, Bill.
Well, we got to get going here, man.
Hold on. Hey, how you doing? Ted Bell. So what do you weigh? Well, the reason why I'm on the radio right now with Bill Henry. Yeah. Are you, what are you trying to pull in here? Are you eating all of that at home? Huh? No. Do you come to eat in my place? You eat in my place? You're a lying sack of crap. You heard me. He said he got food poisoning on his shrimp cocktail. You're a liar. You know, I had to sue him.
Well, you didn't have to repeat it.
Why not?
Well, we didn't hear what he said.
Sure. He said he got food poisoning on his shrimp. You couldn't have gotten food poisoning. Well, if you had, you would have crapped half of it out. You lying... Here's another guy here. How you doing? Ted Bell. Sir, you look like you got a lot of weight on there. You look like a real Jesus. Now, do you eat at home? Do you hide in the bathroom and shovel it in? Huh? Where are you going? Okay, he's got to get a cab.
All these people are blowing you off, man.
What?
All these people are blowing you off. They're telling you to get lost. That one guy said he got food poisoning from your shrimp cocktail. He didn't even sound like he likes your restaurant.
No, they're all blowing me off because I'm asking them the obvious question. In the middle of a recession, how did you get fat? Well, I'll tell you how you get fat. Eating garbage. So how much of a recession could we possibly be in when people are hiding in their houses eating crap and not coming to my restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, and having themselves a delicious shrimp cocktail. And this last guy, Phil, by the way, and play the jingle one more time, please, because can you play the jingle one more time?
We don't have it scheduled yet.
Well, I think I'd like it to be played one more time.
May I ask why?
Because the guy who said he got food poisoning from shrimp cocktail,
Play it again, bud.
Yeah, it's only scheduled.
Just have the guy play it again, because that guy said that he got food poisoning from my shrimp cocktail. When I hear that, it's like a cold drink to a thirsty man. that said he got shrimp cocktail food poisoning is a liar. And he said that he had diarrhea. Well, you should have seen the size of this guy. There's no way that anything goes out of him, only in. Well, that's, if you take my meaning.
Boy, that's a hell of a, that's a really classy thing to say, not.
What?
If you take my meaning.
Well, he looked like the kind of guy that.
I heard you. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and the recession, which is it has people actually putting on weight. If you're putting on weight during a recession, you must be eating more. Are you eating better? Probably not. And Ted says they ain't eating in his restaurant. It must be at home. We'll be back here with Ted Bell and the selfish fat people on the Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to say one thing. I am very grateful for the fact that my phone line works.
Okay, this smart ass, you know.
Well, no, I just,
we want to put our meat in your
I'm very
mouth.
Grateful. I heard you do a remote broadcast once, Phil. I just want to let everybody know this. I heard you do a remote broadcast once, and I want to commend you. And it was a remote broadcast you did as a very young man. It was from Jim Seal's Auto Farm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Was that with this company that you're with now?
No, that was with a much smaller station.
No, because I was going to say the phone line was...
I understand that we may have some technical challenges tonight. You don't have to keep sticking it in and turning it and twisting it and breaking it off.
Oh, come on. Having some fun. But I'm telling you, folks, Bill, you know, he does... I've heard his show where the telephones work. And this Jim Seal's Auto Farm remote was wonderful, just wonderful. It was the kind of thing where you listen to a guy and there's another, you know, the guy comes on and says, hey, this Jim Seal, I can't describe it.
Yeah, that's just fantastic. All right, so anyway, we're talking about the restaurant business. As the restaurant business has dropped off, I understand that, because of the recession. There's more people, I guess, people are eating more, and it could very well be because they are nervous. It could be nervous eating, you know.
Well, it may be nervous eating, Phil. There may be a lot of reasons for the eating, but, excuse me, I just ate, okay?
That was really classy, by the way.
I'm sorry, I had one of our Cajun sausages. Boy, oh boy, I guess the guy's not allowed to enjoy himself.
No, not belch on the air, if you don't mind.
All right. But here's the thing I was going to say. People are eating more, and maybe it is nervous eating, but one thing that it does tell me is that there is extra income for the food, you know? And if there's extra income for the food, hold on for a minute. How you doing? Ted Bell. Can I ask you a question? Because you look, and I don't mean to be rude, but you look overweight. You look overweight, you know? Well, where do you eat? Do you eat at home, or what do you do? Oh, you do? All right, thank you very much. What's your name? Paul. All right, thanks, Paul. This guy said he eats in a closet. And
oh, he did not.
You want me to call him back? Hey, Paul, you want me to call him back?
No. Did he actually say that?
Yes. He eats in a closet. He hides it from his wife and his kids. He just said to me. How you doing? Do you eat in a closet? Yeah, he does. And why do you do that? You're embarrassed? What about? You eat the Miracle Whip. This guy eats Miracle Whip with a spoon.
Good God Almighty.
The host of the show, Phil Henry. You ever heard him? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, he just said it. All right, thank you. He just said it.
Bull crap. I'm not buying that. Is he telling me that he's eating spoonfuls of Miracle Whip?
Yes. Yes. Yes! Spoonfuls of Miracle Whip. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you put off your food when you see those monkeys from...
All right, let's just... I don't want to go into any reviews of television commercials that you're doing here, man. I want to just finish up what we're talking about here. Less active at work, Americans have packed on the pounds. Now, many people read this, Ted, to mean that people are less active on their jobs. That's why they're putting on the weight.
It doesn't make any difference. You don't understand what I'm saying. Maybe it's because they are less active at work. Maybe it's because they're not eating right. But the fact is, it is not a recession if there's enough money for individuals to put on all of that weight while they're eating. Okay?
Well, it could be that people are cutting back in a lot of ways, but the one area that they will not cut back on is food.
Oh, boy. To me, that's disgusting, because if we're in a recession and we do need to cut back on our on what we're spending money on, and people will not cut back on food, and they wind up putting on all that weight, I think that is gluttony. I think that is one of the, one of the seven major sins. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's gluttony, and I think it reminds me of that movie, whatever the hell, was it called Seven?
Yeah, Seven Major Sins.
Yeah, like the guy's so fat because he was just a fat slob, and they force-fed him. You want that to happen? You want to see that in our country? People with their skin splitting open because they're so...
Okay, Ted. Fact is this, people have extra money, they can spend the money any way they want. We've never been a very smart country when it comes to eating. We do tend to put on a lot of weight. We are an active country, but there's a very, very large populace, a large portion of the population that is not. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've been talking about this article that Americans are putting on weight. Let's talk about the restaurant business for just a moment. You say it's been off up to 20% a month. When was that, every month?
No, not every month. I mean, we were off, I'd say last month, we were down about 15%. During the holiday it was great. A little bit after the holiday, Super Bowl season, all of that is great. Our bar does great year-round whenever there's a sporting event. The family nights, the people that are where we really get the crowds on a Saturday night or a Sunday night, yeah, they've done that a lot. And then I have to, of course, we offer the specials for the elderly people, and that is going to bite into you unless you're getting the other traffic. We've been extremely stringent in some of the areas like the salad bar. It's never been an all-you-can-eat. And it's almost as if it's like a migraine headache, or it's like forgive me for putting it this way, Phil, because I do suffer from it, so I'm going to stick my neck out a little bit. Any of you out there that have herpes, and I'm not ashamed to admit it that I do.
And you okay?
That was very judgmental. What's that mean?
Because you're a married guy, and you've been married for about 25 years. You tell
they had it before I got married. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Okay.
God.
All right.
In any event, I suffer from herpes, and the problem we have with our salad bar is like every now and again a herpes inflammation, because I'll turn around and what do I see? There's somebody back there for the third time. Now, it's not an all-you-can-eat. You buy one, you can go back and get another, I'm going to charge you again. Go get back and get another, I'm going to charge you again. Now, the waitresses, some of them are smart and some of them aren't. And my food servers will see someone go back and they'll forget it's not an all-you-can-eat. Oh, I guess it's all you can eat. I had to get a guy here tonight, 14-year-old kid. I said to this kid, I got my eye on you because I know your trouble. And sure enough, he's on the floor looking for his napkin, trying to get a look up a skirt.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. And guess who was back at the salad bar for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time? This kid. How much did they charge him for? One.
Well, that's just your food server.
Yeah, it's my food server, but it's also the kind of individual you get in here when the economy is down. You're getting somebody sizzler, excuse me for saying it.
Well, sizzler, to be honest with you, Ted, in an economy like this, sizzler is going to be a big, big, a major piece of competition for you, I can imagine.
Sizzler doesn't scare me. Sizzler doesn't scare me.
Well, they're going to be competitive. I mean, are they not? Because people are going to still want to go out for a steak dinner, but they're going to obviously choose a place that's less expensive.
I don't care. They may, but Sizzler, if they don't knock me out, I'm not scared by Sizzler, and I sure as hell, and let me tell you something else, I'm not scared of Outback at all. Outback came on with that guy, the guys that are talking funny.
Australians.
Yeah. All of that. Oh, hey, come on over in the bamboo shoot. All this bull crap. You guys don't send me at all, man. Not at all. There ain't a one of them. Outback and that other guy, that Stuart Anderson, you got to be kidding me with that guy with the cowboy hat walking around.
All right, Ted. I mean, you know, you're doing well.
You better believe I'm doing well. It's going to take more than that guy walking through in the two-inch heels and some Australian climbing a tree with a koala bear because that's just how he rolls, you know, for Ted Bell to get weird. I'll never get weird enough to climb a tree with a koala bear. No, no, no. No can do, friend. I ain't wearing two-inch heels.
Ted's a Beverly Hills steakhouse. Come on down.
So come on down here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you want a steak and you're not going to see some guy in bush shorts with a koala mounted on him, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
No can do.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Phil, thanks very much. See you later. Drop dead.
Boy, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Drop dead. I wasn't the guy standing out in front of your restaurant tonight, Ted, asking everybody why they're fat slobs. How about him, man? By the way, Outback Steakhouse is fantastic. I'm not kidding you. Have you been there?
Yeah, I wonder why.
You won't see a guy in bush shorts climbing a tree with a koala mounted. All right, we'll be back with our news and commentary hour here on the world. What a night tonight has been on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
No, 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 no.
Phil Hendry.